So just to get away from Casey Anthony, I thought I'd read an article today that made me just as depressed about thinking of if I would have been thinking about her. It's talking about how many of us won't be able to retire until we're in our 80s. Yeah, I said that right. Casey Anthony's going to be in jail until she's in her 80s if she lives that long. That is, if she's convicted. But it turns out, according to MarketWatch.com, that working longer is indeed an option, according to the Employee Benefit Research Institute's latest study. The only problem is the latest research shows that you'll have to work much longer than you anticipated. In fact, many Canadians and Americans will have to work until well into their 70s and 80s to afford retirement, according to the study titled The Impact of Deferring Retirement Age on Retirement Income Adequacy. I say that three times real fast. Let me say it one more time. The Impact of Deferring Retirement Age on Retirement Income Adequacy. What's more, it's even worse for low-income workers, according to one of the co-authors of the study. Those who earn over the course of the year less than $11,000, the lowest income quartile, will need to defer retirement until age 84. Those who earn between $11,700 and $31,200 will work to 76. Those who make between $31,000 and $72,000 will have to work to age 72. I'm not sure what's more depressing, listening to Jose Baez or thinking about working until I'm in my 70s. I'm not sure which is which, although we can say one thing in a couple of weeks. One of them we won't have to listen to anymore. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.